There was no ore taken from the ground of this northwestern Ontario mining town today, nor were any of the 6,000 residents able to pay their taxes, hydro bills, shop at the one major supermarket, have their mail delivered, or their garbage picked up. There were no loggers out to cut trees in the surrounding forests, no provincial highway crews to fill potholes. The 24-bed hospital didn't have its floor swept or washed, and patients had to wait for their meals. There weren't even any bartenders to serve beer in the three local hotels. It's organized labor's day of protest against the federal government's wage and price controls, and in this town, labor means everything.